Thursday, boy, Shir 432, so on my way in, I had actually an experience of two halachas that we just learned about Hilchos Shabbos. First of all, we discussed yesterday, if a person has a beged that is loose, it could blow off. So if a person is wearing a hat, it's actually a big discussion. Because the Shmuel says, if you're wearing a hat and it could get blown off, so you're not weird on Shabbos, because it's loose. Apparently your hat has to be tight, because if it blows off, then you could carry it, because you pick it up and you'll carry it. So that's one halacha that was nagia. Another halacha that was nagia, which I'm not even sure if I was able to do. But it got very dirty. I'm not sure if I finished cleaning it. But that was the other halacha that we learned, that a person is now allowed to wipe off his beged on Shabbos because of the Isser of Kibbutz. So two real life examples of the what you're allowed to do on Shabbos regarding carrying begadim. Regarding how a person wears his begadim, you're allowed to wear it for any reason that you want. We mentioned this briefly yesterday. If a person's wearing, let's say, a raincoat on top of his, let's say, a plastic coat on top of his raincoat, on top of his regular coat, in order to protect his coat. So even though technically we said before that if you're wearing something to protect a beged, it's not considered a good reason to be considered a beged. But if you're wearing it in a normal fashion, for example, wearing a plastic raincoat is something that's very normal to do. So even though you're wearing it for the reason to protect your coat, but lamaisa, it's a normal beged, that would be mutter, as opposed to if you're wearing a hat cover on your hat, so that's not a normal way to wear your hat, and that will therefore will be usser. For the other example would be like the plastic raincoats that go over your head. Well, that's really part of the raincoat, but technically if it goes over your head, really your purpose is to protect your hat. But since you're protecting your head, so therefore it's considered a normal way of wearing it, and that's fine. We had yesterday an example, a person wants to bring someone a coat. So a person doesn't have an extra coat, and you live in some strange neighborhood that doesn't have an Erev, so you want to bring a coat for somebody, so you put on two coats. So that's also mutter, because the second coat, even though you're wearing the second coat to bring it to the other person, but since Lamaisa you're wearing it in a normal fashion, so wearing your coat in a normal fashion is considered a normal Avisha, and it's not carrying on Shabbos.